I'm Steve Ray. Just want to say welcome, and I'm hoping there are a bunch of people on the phone. We're going to do some introductions in just a little bit here so that the invisible phone people will be able to make themselves known as well. But I want to thank you all for coming, and I was thinking to myself this morning that you have to be careful what you wish for, because last week I was wishing it was getting a little warmer here, and it looks like we're really going to get what we wish for. And as you may not notice, or if you didn't see my email on Friday, this whole block of rooms here is without any ventilation or air conditioning. So we will see how that goes and see what kind of contingencies we may need to resort to if it really starts toasting up here by noon or afternoon. That's a westward-facing window just outside this room, so we'll see what the afternoon sun has to do. Anyway, despite worrying about getting what you wish for, I do wish that we are going to be successful, obviously, the next 2 days. And everywhere here and on the phone, I'm sure, is aware of the exciting discussions we've been having over the email for a couple of months now. And I think the challenge probably for all of us is going to be able to keep our conversations focused toward a concrete objective by noon tomorrow, really. And then in the afternoon of tomorrow, we're going to be sort of presenting to the world the fruits of our labors. So I imagine you're all aware we have three sessions. We have a framework discussion session this morning, led by Leo Oberst and Michael Gruninger. And then in the afternoon, we're going to have the population session. And now I'm trying to remember who's doing each one now. Let's see. Framework session is that. Thank you, Peter. There we go. The population session. Tom Gruber, that's right, is going to be leading that. Is Tom here? I don't even recognize. Oh, there you are. Okay. All I saw was your picture on the web. You had longer hair on the web. Okay, welcome. Thank you. And then in the morning of Tuesday, we actually have a bifurcated session. We have an early 8 till 9 a.m. session to start working or start discussing and reaching closure on the communique. At 9 o'clock, we have Interoperability Week plenary session, because this is one of five conferences actually going on simultaneously here. So from 9 until 10:30, we have a number of invited speakers, rather interesting people, I think, from places like Microsoft and all, who have a fair amount of influence, these individuals. And then at 10:30, we will reconvene here for wrapping up the communique session, the communique preparation session. And then in the afternoon of Tuesday, we're going to have a kind of a presentation to the world where we will introduce the communique. Oh, I'm sorry. And the communique is being led. Who's leading the communique?
Olivier,
that's right. Okay. And Frank Olkin, that's right. So in the afternoon of Tuesday, we will have each of the aforementioned session leaders present. We're going to start off with the presentation of the communique and then go in a little more detail as to the communique will kind of, at least we hope, sort of say, introduce to the world who we are, what it is we're all about here, what we're trying to achieve, then introduce the framework, the idea of the framework. Then we'll go into a little more details, present the framework, present the example population of that framework with things that people might know about, you know, well-known ontologies or folksonomies or whatever, and then have Tom Gruber is going to actually sort of wrap it up with we'll have a variety of perspectives then from different communities, the formalists, the folksonomists, the taxonomists, etc., and then wrap that up. Tom's going to finish that up for us, and I'll probably just say a few words at the very end. So that's kind of the landscape of how it's all supposed to fit together. We're hoping that this is going to be a useful contribution to the world at large as far as being able to then have meaningful discussions where different data structures or ontologies or whatever are being compared. We'll have some means by which we can actually compare them and say, well, you know, this is slightly different along that axis or that dimension or whatever. So that's kind of what we're striving for here. So why don't we do this real quickly? Just go around the room. I think that's next on the agenda, right, Peter? Just quick introductions of who we are, where we're coming from. We don't want to chew up a lot of time on that, but it'd be help, I think, for us all to know one another. And I won't forget you guys on the phone, but I think I'll start in the physical room here, and then we'll go around the room, and then we'll do the virtual people. So why don't you start? Oh, yes. Thank you for pointing that out to me. We've got to discipline ourselves here. This is all being recorded through a central office down the hall, including the telephone calls, but it means we do have to discipline ourselves to push the button on the mic whenever you're talking. That enables not only that you're going to get recorded, but also the people on the conference call can hear you. Otherwise, you'll just be a distant voice of someone else's mic. It is possible to have more than one of these mics on at a time, but obviously we want to sort of keep things under control a little bit. So the telephone voices will come out of the speaker in the middle of the room. We've tested it. It seems to be loud enough. I think we'll be able to hear that okay. So let's see if we can get this mic button discipline down. Take it away.
Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you are. My name is Arturo Sanchez. I come from the University of North Florida School of Computing.
Hello, my name is Catherine Goodyear. I'm from NCI, and I come from about 5 miles down the road.
My name is Jack Teller. I'm also from NCI, and I come from somewhere east of here in Montgomery County.
My name is Angela Morgan. I'm from IIT. We're located in Herndon, Virginia.
I'm Alan Bond. I work at UCLA in the Institute for Neuroscience, and I'm also a visiting professor at NIST.
I'm Kathy Lesh, a nurse, which is unusual, working at MITRE. Been doing the terminology thing for a while, so looking forward to this.
My name is Deborah McGinnis. I'm the acting director of the Knowledge Systems Lab at Stanford University.
And I'm Tom Gruber. I'm from California, and I am currently doing nothing for a living. I am running some public service work for the Semantic Web.
Michael Gruninger, University of Toronto. Worked at NIST for many years on the process specification language.
I'm Peter Deno, also from NIST, and I work in the Manufacturing Systems Integration Division.
Olivier Bodenreider, National Library of Medicine.
Thomas Vanderwell, InfoCloud Solutions from Bethesda, interested in folksonomies.
Denise Bedford from the World Bank, Georgetown University, University of Tennessee, and Kent State.
Can we have maybe the folks sitting in the back wall there sort of step forward? You got to use one of the mics here.
Hello, my name is Huey Han. I'm from Drexel University in Philadelphia.
Beverly Jamison, American Psychological Association.
Todd Schneider from Raytheon. I guess I'm the only one here, so I'm also representing the Network Centric Operations Industry Consortium.
Herb Basick, Lockheed Martin.
Bob Smith, Tall Tree Labs, Inter-Resident Emergency Awareness.
Ken Vitzlovsky, Northeastern University.
Chuck Kernitza, I'm from Old Dominion University, where I work at the Virginia Modeling Analysis and Simulation Center.
I'm Pat Cassidy, ontologist at MITRE.
Jim Disbro, I'm doing a pilot project with the Department of Energy for the Federal Council of Chief Information Officers.
Susan Turnbull, General Services Administration. On behalf of communities that expect to benefit from your efforts, we'd like to thank you in advance for your fine work.
Peter Brown, I'm founder of a small technology company based in Vienna, Austria, and here on behalf of the e-government focus group of CEN, the European Standards Agency.
Doug Holmes, also from California, Java Professionals.
Leo Obersmeiter, McLean, Virginia.
Chen-Jun Lee, I'm from School of Mechanical Engineering, Purdue University. I'm working on the engineer ontology and engineer knowledge reuse.
Peter Yim,
Ontolog Forum and CIM3.
And that's our systems person here keeping things going, but probably won't be participating in the conference. Andrew Mundy, I shouldn't neglect to mention his name, though. On the telephone, this will be a little chaotic, but who do we have? Just try and chime in, and we'll try and see if we can sequence you. Uh-oh.
Werner Kuster.
Oh, Werner Kuster, yes. Welcome, yes. Werner.
I'm from the pathology research group of the Center of Excellence in Bioinformatics and Life Sciences in Buffalo.
Okay, anyone else on the phone?
Hello.
Who is that?
This is Deborah McPherson with WPG Architecture and Accuracy and Aesthetics.
Are we able to, is everyone able to hear okay on the speaker? I can have them crank it up just a little bit. We're supposed to do that centrally. I'll get that done. Anyone else on the phone?
This is Paul Cook with EPA. I'm affiliated with the Council for Regulatory Environmental Modeling.
Could you repeat yourself slightly louder, please?
This is Paul Cook with the EPA.
Thanks, Paul.
And I'm affiliated with the Council for Regulatory Environmental Modeling.
Thank you.